Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I haven't heard that siren song for many a Monday.
Yeah, you've been out on Mondays.
Been a lot of minutes since I've heard that, right?
Mr. Anti-Monday.
No, not Anti-Monday. I still celebrated the Mondays wherever I was, just I wasn't here.
But not with a little mamas and the papas.
No. I don't carry them with me in my mamas and papas pocket.
You got to get yourself a mamas and papas pocket.
Do you have a mamas and papas pocket?
Right here. Just keep the mamas and the papas right here.
Can you put anything else in the mamas and the papas pocket?
Oh, it's a mamas and papas pocket.
Okay, just double checking.
No.
You know I'm a rules guy.
I know.
I like to ask the questions ahead of time.
What goes in a mamas and papas pocket
just
is
the mamas
and
the papas. I do like, for the first time, legit, since we went on vacation, I've got a full week. Like, I'm looking forward to working a Monday.
Getting after it?
Well, I kind of looked at the calendar. It's not too full. It's not too light. It's just a normal week. And
I
want that routine.
I'm excited about that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, I think it's February, just that it's a new month. It's the first full week of the month. And the possibilities are endless.
You're just looking at that horizon going, where will I go? Towards the sun?
What's
away
happening?
From the sun?
No, it's just, it's like, it's, I don't know. There's something exciting about this week. I'm really? Yes, I'm energized by this week. I don't know why.
I find it interesting. Your energy is the potential of the week.
Mm-hmm.
My energy is the normalcy of the week.
You just like that it's calm.
Yeah.
I think
calm seas ahead.
I was putting a bunch of stuff down. My daughter's got a big show choir competition this weekend. So it's like, we got to do this and this and this. We got to go buy some makeup. And I'm excited. It's busy and it's going to be fun.
Do you think that's maybe human nature of coming out of the doldrums of winter?
Yes.
Is that a big part of it?
Oh, hugely. And then it's like, oh, I got to go, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe I should get some special things and that'll be a fun shopping excursion.
Sure.
Oh, maybe I should do arts and crafts and find, I was thinking about those heart-shaped paper doilies that they used to have.
Yes.
Do they still have those?
Have you been to a craft store recently? I'm guessing they have to, don't they?
I don't craft a whole lot, so I need to get out. I need to see if I can find any paper heart-shaped doilies.
What are the doilies for?
I don't know.
You just want them?
I just want them.
Huh, interesting.
I don't know. I was thinking about them, and then I was like, I want that.
Do they still make those?
They still make them because I want one.
Will you use them as doilies are intended, which is basically old-timey coasters? Or will they be decorations to adorn something?
I don't know. I think we were talking about potentially doing an adult's Valentine's Day exchange here at work. And I thought, what if I handmade something with doilies?
That's not a bad idea.
Would people enjoy that?
I got to get signed up for that. That's the same morning, though, as our Broken Hearts breakfast.
That's okay.
So we'll be late to the party for the exchange of the Valentines.
But arts and crafts and then party. That's like a fun
thing. The party
day.
Part makes me excited. Not
it's
so
a fun
much
day.
Arts and crafts.
No.
That's just not
but they also have like boxes of, you know, Spider-Man Valentines.
I mean,
know?
The
it's
old
easy.
You're saying the Valentines you're handing out are doily-y.
I was thinking
you were make remember because part of this requirement is to make the old shoebox mailbox.
Oh yeah.
Right? There's a two-step process to participating.
I never
you
did
have to
that.
Have a receptacle and then you have to have Valentines you're handing out.
That
you never made one of those?
I never did as a kid.
Really?
It was just put them on their desk. I never ever had
I wonder
to make
where
something.
Between you and me that went away
and then came back because my kids have to do it.
That's silly.
I know.
All your grade school, no Valentine's mailbox that you remember.
Maybe we had paper bags, but there was never a box.
You take just a regular shoebox, you wrap it like a present, and then you cut a hole in the top, and that was your mailbox.
Shoebox, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Huh.
Yeah, look at me giving you arts and crafts tips.
Yeah, you're going to need to walk
no
me
glue
through
gun
this.
Necessary.
A box to collect the Valentine's?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a mailbox. It's a Valentine's mailbox.
But they're fun.
Put the doilies on that and also what you're handing out. And then you have a theme.
Yeah.
You have a thread that continues through.
I'm the doily lady.
You'll
know me from my paper doilies.
I didn't want to tell you. You're known as that already in the building. But
oh! Well, it's nice to be known as something.
Oh, who's pulling up? Old doily lady's here.
My reputation precedes me. Old doily lady.
It's going to be the string of pearls you wear every day.
That's me.
And you cover your Davenport.
I have a certain essence I'm putting out there,
isn't
it?
Just a hint of a musty odor. I don't know why.
It's, yeah.
Doily lady.
It's not fresh.
No.
Very musty.
You don't have cats, but you're kind of like you have cats.
There's got to be some cats somewhere.
Sorry, I shouldn't have told you that.
That's fine. It's fine. I'll accept it.
Okay, doily lady.
And Eric, we are on trend.
For you and me?
You and I are doing something that the cool kids are doing, and I could not be more pleased.
What is it?
This is going to sound nerdy when I say it out loud, but according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yes. Go on.
There is a new, they took like a poll asking people, what time do you go to bed? And the number of 20-somethings going to bed between like 9 and 10 p.m. is on the rise. Young adults ages 18 to 34 have been going to bed on average about 20 minutes earlier than the previous poll that they took.
It is well worth going to bed early, everybody.
So,
welcome to night-night time.
Basically, these old people who go night-night at 9 p.m. are cool.
I don't make it. I don't make it. No, I'll take the coolness. I don't make it to 9 as much as you do.
Oh. Well, I'm
is there another category that goes an hour earlier?
You're even cooler.
Maybe cooler.
You are super cool, man. 8 o'clock.
Older, cooler.
Woo!
Look at me go.
You're so cool.
Oh, he's asleep. Shh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Yeah.
You know how we talk about how you like simply say something out loud and then it's like your phone heard you or something because you'll get ads. Or sometimes because you looked at this, you might also be interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your whole feed is just that. Well, I had, this is a big preparations week. I told you my daughter's got a big show choir competition and there's a lot of things that we need to get together. And one of the things that we need to get is an undergarment of the brassiere variety.
Understood.
Yeah. So I did a little bit of shopping, kind of weighing the options, this versus that. You know, straps can't show, and it's got to be a little bit convertible and do all the things that it needs to do.
Convertible like the top comes down?
Yeah. It's exactly what I mean by convertible air.
Wow. That's weird. I've never been bra shopping before.
I'll show you some pictures later.
Convertible.
You're going to love the convertible. The convertible brassiere. But now I've got a problem because then I was just, you know, checking my news source, my Facebook feed this morning. And as I was casually scrolling through to see if I missed anything else from the Grammys or any other, you know, little tidbits that I would need to know from my friends, the ads that are popping up are now ready for Valentine's Day. Perhaps I'd like to buy some undergarments for Valentine's Day. I'm blushing as
lingerie.
I'm scrolling. And I just know that I'm going to have this up during my work day. And so if anybody is to see my screen, these are just suggestions. I am just getting some things in my feed that I normally wouldn't have there.
I need to come clean on something.
Yeah.
Similar situation.
You also looked up ladies' brassieres?
Not specifically, but Christmas time, I looked up like lounge or pajama wear.
Oh.
And hit on a brand that also sells ladies' under things.
Mm-hmm.
And now that ad pops up occasionally on my feed. My feed is seen directly by the young eyes of one.
Oh, dear.
Producer Benjamin.
Producer Ben has a direct eye line right onto your feed.
And I know there has to have been one time he looked up and went, what is Dancing Eric Hansen looking at on Facebook?
Eric, he is an impressionable young man.
It's just an ad. It has every right to be there. It's not breaking any rules.
It has every right to be there.
It's just a little uncomfortable.
Mine are,
they're sexy.
Racy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're selling.
She's got a bow and she's going to untie the bow. And I was like, no. So happy Valentine's Day, lovers.
Just look up convertible bras and wait for the ads to come.
Oh, they're convertible. Wow.
You have to tell me what that really is. I don't understand what that means.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Okay. Last night, somewhere, I know the Grammys hadn't started, and I think we had just microwaved some soup. So I think it's about the 6:15 to 7 o'clock range.
Soup, and it was about 7.
I was almost falling asleep in my easy chair.
Do you have any crackers?
Two crackers with a little bit of oleo on them. Helps with digestion.
No, we're sitting down to eat because we don't eat at a table. We eat on the couch.
Yeah, well.
Because that's how the world works.
America.
And then we hear the loudest boom. Louder than what I would consider to be like someone setting off one of those sonic boom firecrackers.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other. We're like, we should probably. So I went to the back door.
Someone could be in trouble.
Shannon went to the front door. I couldn't see, smell. I didn't hear sirens, nothing out the back. Out the front, we are met with our neighbors who also heard it. And then another neighbor down the street who didn't mind putting, he didn't want a shirt. He just walked out to look to see what was going on.
It was nice out.
In his defense, it was nice out.
It was a beautiful day.
And it's just a lot of like shrugging across the street. We don't know the source of it. And then I went to look, here's my theories. House explosion.
Yeah.
Right? Gas of some sort. Utility.
Yeah.
Or somebody set something off.
Okay.
I checked police. I checked local news. I checked local utilities. I got nothing.
Still?
Mysterious boom last night, Northeast Cedar Rapids. What was it? That's my question. I cannot find the source of this thing.
You didn't hear any sirens. You didn't hear anything.
No, we never, from what I recall, I don't remember hearing a siren after that happened. So it could have just been a very, very loud firework, but I don't remember hearing one that, I mean, this sounded more like bomb going off. Like that was an explosion.
Gosh.
And it rattled for a second. So that's my question. Northeast Cedar Rapids, or if it was okay. So big somewhere else and we heard it.
Uh-huh.
What?
But sometimes just, you know, putting it out there.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody knows something.
You went through that?
Yeah.
If you know what happened?
What was it?
Just to ease my old man mind.
We won't tell anyone else.
Wait, you think the person who did it is going to call?
Just, I want them to. Yeah. Be cool.
No questions asked. Tip line 200.
Just turn yourself into Dancing Eric Hansen.
1029. More information released this weekend regarding a Cedar Rapids homicide from January 24th. The police department, working with the Linn County Attorney's Office, charting 30-year-old Sharmisha Pirtle of Cedar Rapids with murder in the second degree and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. The victim in the homicide was identified a few days after as 29-year-old Anthony Fitz of Cedar Rapids. You probably heard a few references to weather and rain if you caught the Grammys broadcast last night. California experienced what the National Weather Service is calling one of the most dramatic weather days in recent memory as heavy rains and winds hit the Golden State. Downtown LA expected to receive over 6 inches of rain through tomorrow. That is nearly half of their average annual rainfall in a day and a half.
Whoa.
Officials said the rain could bring life-threatening flooding. That area is so hilly and everything's built on mounds of mud, basically. So you add all that water and then you have all the, you know, the horrible mudslides.
Mm-mm.
That's going to be an issue. As of this morning, more than 900,000 residents had lost power. Number of that expected to go up because rain and winds will continue through California through today. Let's get you into what's got us feeling all right. Tucked away in Eric's Ag Corner.
What?
All 1,000 books and lesson kits for this year's Read Across Iowa have been gobbled up. This is a program that's been going on for years with Iowa State University and their School of Education. They send to classrooms free of charge learning kits, lesson plans, classroom activities, grades K through 5, on ag topics every January.
I have noticed that my kids have been working on, like, we'll grow a seed or something.
This time
ag
of year?
Ag related.
So it's ag is a big umbrella. So this particular curriculum is food science. So they do the signups in January. The books will go out in March for this coming curriculum. I've got the list of books that the schools, and I don't know if Cedar Rapids takes part or not.
Huh.
And if you miss out, you always work with like your extension office. But so far, 72,000 Iowans, all 99 counties have taken part. So coming up in March, my family's dairy farm will be shared with everybody. Bread lab.
My daughter's class, they adopted a cow and there was an app. Yeah, you can see what the cow's doing. It's really cool.
Ice cream in a bag?
Yes, I want to do that one. Yes, sign us up.
From grape to jelly.
Aww.
How does it become jelly? Tell us.
And Meg and the Extraordinary Egg.
Meg the Egg? Meg, she the egg?
I don't know if Meg is the egg or Meg has an extraordinary egg. Meg has it. I don't know. I'm
one
not,
of the two.
I'm not in K through five anymore, so I don't know if
he just aged out.
I know, but I love this. Read Across Iowa. It's a program with Iowa
Very
State University.
Cool.
That was Eric's Ag Corner. Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The Grammys were last night, and just kind of the way that the world is going right now, it all was kind of about Taylor Swift. Early in the night, Taylor won her 13th Grammy. And as you know, Eric, 13 is Taylor Swift's lucky number.
Thanks to you, I know that.
Yeah, well, of course. So she won that Grammy for Best Pop Vocal. And since it was her lucky number and she was getting up on stage to do the acceptance speech, she decided to gift the world with a little announcement.
April 19th, 4 times 1 is 4 plus 9 is 13,
Stop.
April 19th.
Stop it. Get out of here. Huge announcement. She also became the first person to win Album of the Year 4 times. That was a record. No one else has ever done that before.
I think 3 of those might be consecutive. 2.
Consecutive?
2 or 3 of them may be.
Holy buckets.
Wow.
This was also an award that was presented to her by a surprise presenter no one knew was going to be making an appearance. Celine Dion presented that award, which was a huge moment in the evening. She sounded great despite her troubles with stiff person syndrome. She looked amazing. She was on stage and thanked everybody for all their support. And Taylor Swift did not actually perform. There's a lot of great performances throughout the evening. Taylor Swift was not one of them. But one of the amazing performances that they did put together, confirming our rumors when we last left on Friday.
I bet my house on this happening.
Luke Combs did his version of Fast Car and had a very special guest, Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman sounds exactly the same.
I know!
That Beautiful.
Was the stunning part is that like there is no difference there, just exactly like she sounded
Such
35 years ago.
Vocal quality.
Oh, so cool. Very, very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they zoomed in on the hand on the guitar and it was dark. I'm like, whose hand
Wait
is that?
Wait a second.
And then they panned out a little further. I'm like, are my dreams coming true right now?
Please, 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 yes!
I bet my house on this.
Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs can finally rest easy knowing that he finally got to perform it with Tracy Chapman. Thank goodness. Okay, you might have already heard by now, we lost Carl Weathers on Thursday night in his sleep. He was 76 years old, became an actor in the 70s, but was in the NFL first. But you might know him from playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies. He was also in Predator and Happy Gilmore. He was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. More recently, he was doing the Star Wars series Mandalorian. He also played himself in Arrested Development. So he's had an incredible career in Hollywood. And he also had another project that he was working on prior to his death. Carl Weathers was actually part of FanDuel's Kick of Destiny Super Bowl ad campaign. And he had already done a teaser with Rob Gronkowski. But they're having to make some changes this week with this information.
Yeah.
So FanDuel announced that we are adjusting our ad campaign accordingly out of respect to the family during this time of grief. So that's
I mean, there's so many teasers leading up to the Super Bowl. I hadn't seen that campaign.
I hadn't either. But they are going to have to completely change the outcome of the ad because you have the teaser and it doesn't quite coincide. So we'll see what they come up with during the big game on Sunday. And speaking of the big game, when they first announced that they were, you know, ticket sales are open or whatever, we had a story on how the cheapest ticket you could get on the market was like 10 grand.
It's the Super Bowl. It's not the everyday fans game anymore.
It is not.
It is for high, and it's in Vegas. It's high rollers and millionaires. That's who goes to this thing.
Exactly. Well, it turns out not everybody wanted to go because the cheapest ticket at 10 grand was a nosebleed ticket and they were not selling. So the prices have gone down. Good news. If you're interested, now the cheapest ticket that you can get for the game
is
on Sunday, half, $5,443.
For way up at the top of the bowl.
For the back of the bowl. Yes, exactly. You're going to touch the back wall.
No, I don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there that bad.
No, my couch is very comfortable.
$5,000. And I'm going to see everything.
My beer's a lot cheaper at my house. My bathroom has just me in it.
That's also nice.
Yes.
It's a little bit cleaner.
And there's commercials where I watch.
And you want to watch the commercials.
They don't show you. Do you think someone goes to the Super Bowl blindly thinking, I wonder if the commercials will be on the Jumbotron.
Oh, I missed the ads. I just wish there was
Where were the ads?
Oh, man. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You did something this weekend and you took a picture.
Sure. Maybe it was a little Sunday fun day activity. Maybe you had something great going on Saturday night. Whatever it was, you probably took out your phone. You probably snapped a photo. Go to your phone right now. Go through your photos and share with us what you did.
We love seeing and experiencing and being a part of whatever you did this weekend. We start with ours, and left photo goes first.
I was a little torn on what photo to share, but I decided on sharing a photo of us looking our best.
We were dressed to the 102.9s.
Saturday night was the American Heart Association Cedar Rapids Heart Ball. And it was so, it's every year it's so fun that we've done this. It's fun to get dressed up and have a fancy night out. It's also super cool to get to hear an amazing story of survival. And this year we got a double story. We have a mother and daughter who both survived heart disease and stroke.
So Lucan family. I'm doing that one from memory.
Yes.
The mother had to have open heart surgery just a couple days after.
6 days after giving birth.
She basically has an aneurysm. And then they need to investigate and they got to clean some stuff up. So they crack open heart surgery. She's doing well. And then that little baby that she delivered, fast forward to her seventh grade year, getting ready for cross country practice. First day.
Yep.
Has a stroke.
Oh my goodness. How much can one family go through? It was very dramatic, but we're both there to tell their story of survival. And it was thanks to research that was funded from the American Heart Association.
Which is why we host that every year. And it was fun. Big ballroom events. And then it was the 100th anniversary of the American Heart Association. So they had a band out in the lobby at the hotel at Kirkwood Center. So yeah, it was just a fun night all the way around. I think one of my favorite moments, we got this picture out of the way after watching the ending of the Iowa women's basketball game on my phone, just sitting at a table, kind of catching up with people.
Yes, yeah, so we were high-fiving and shared a celebratory moment with one of our honorees, Regan, who survived that stroke.
So that's Claire's photo. Mine was taken about, from your photo, probably 6 hours before that.
Okay.
Shannon had to run some errands Saturday morning. There was some discussion of going to see Argyle on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which everything I'm hearing is it's not good.
It won the box office this past weekend, but it made $18 million. It took $200 million to make, so that's not great.
I usually have a rule, would I pay full price and then I kind of work it down. A friend of mine said, not only would I never pay to see this and they paid full price, if it was on TV, I would turn off my TV, throw it out the window and read a book. That's how bad I heard Argyle was. I'm going to give you a similar review for The Postcard Killings on Netflix. It
What's
is
that?
Horrible.
Is it a movie or like a documentary?
It's a movie. It's based on a book. James Patterson, who's like the king of novel, like serial killer novels.
Yeah.
Co-wrote with a Swedish author about a serial killer who sends a postcard when that person gets to town, then kills somebody and sends another postcard to the same journalist and works their way across Europe doing these killings. It starts with the murder of an ex-cop's daughter, and that is played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which is part of the reason we wanted to watch the movie in the first place.
Yeah.
It starts okay, but there's something about a rhythm to a movie and storytelling that you just know it either is flowing or not flowing. It doesn't flow. Apparently, all of these countries, you just go next door. All of a sudden, he's in Germany. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm back in Spain now.
Where are you?
How is that going on? A journalist is following him around from a different country. He's developing a bromance with a detective from Munich. It's just very, very poor. The puzzle, I know what the picture is at the end of the puzzle.
Right.
But either pieces are missing or you wedge some pieces in there from a different puzzle box.
It's like when your friend is telling a story and you're like confused on the details. Like, wait, what is happening?
You're still enthralled because it's a bit of a whodunit.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a really interesting premise.
And there's a little bit of a twist, which I'm glad they threw that in the general direction. But then every once in a while we were like, what? How did he get to the docks? Why is he's traveling Europe, by the way, with a map. Like, you know how they have, like, conspiracy theorists have that big map with all the strings? Apparently, he takes time everywhere he goes to set that up in his hotel room in every country he goes to. It's just, it's bad, Claire.
That's a lot to go through.
It is so bad.
Hey, but now that we know it's bad.
I'm here to tell you. Rotten Tomatoes, 24%. Audience meter below 40%, by the way. And they're really pushing it hard. It came out, I think, in 2020 based on a 2010 book. By all accounts, skip and avoid the postcard killings because I watched that crap for you and now you don't have to.
Thank you,
Dan Sinner
Hansen.
That is my photo giving a thumbs down while clicking the thumbs down at the same time on our Netflix screen.
It was not good. Just the title alone, I'm like, ooh, I kind of want to watch that.
That's why we want it. Like, okay. Oh, I like him. Oh, it starts in London. Ooh, this is going to be great.
I'm going to have to just take your word for it. It's not worth my time.
It sounds like the Argyle trailer, like it sucks you in.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I just wasted a lot of time.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time on the postcard killings. Do, though, take a little bit of time, maybe go to the American Heart Association and check out photos from the event. It was a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
You know, a lot of times you look at the weekend photos and I feel like a pattern emerges. This one just kind of seems to be a little bit of everything.
Scattershot. There was a lot going on this past weekend, apparently.
Potpourri weekend.
There's a little bit of some like ladies action. We had a little getaway with Mrs. Beckner. She went to Galena with some of the ladies.
I've got Alyssa posted a photo, Friends Girls Mom Brunch on Saturday. Because I feel like it's like one weekend too soon for Galentine's.
Exactly.
Right. But it was just a good, because there just isn't a ton on the calendar. It was a good weekend just kind of get out and do some other things.
Get together with your friends.
For
Why
sure.
not? Yeah, sure. Perfect weekend for that.
Shari, they had ordered a cookie kit for the holidays and forgot it was in the freezer.
Whoopsie.
So why not make some lovely cookies?
Cookies are always good. It doesn't matter what shape they're in.
You have to take a look. Because there's that board game, the Tiny Hands board game.
Yeah.
So she has put a tiny.
I didn't you, until
it's
you
just
see
funny.
It. When you look at the photo, you're like, "Oh no, that looks normal." And then you see it, and it's like, "Whoa!"
Proportion, skin tone, but well propped tiny hand that you kind of snuck in your photo there. Really appreciate that.
Lisa saw that movie Argyle. She said she liked it. It was a good movie.
Lisa, I know Lisa. Lisa's got good taste. Lisa's summer of the arts. Lisa. Lisa is surrounded by arts and culture in Iowa City.
If Lisa enjoyed it, I think it's worth a shot. I really like the trailer.
I love the trailer of Argyle.
I really want to watch Argyle, but now I'm so torn because it's getting such bad reviews.
I agree. Congrats to Mary and your family members for getting on the podium stand as part of the JV MVC wrestling tournament, which takes place this weekend.
Can you please see Stacy's photo? Stacy has a bit of a problem because Stacy frequently gets told that she looks like Caitlin Clark. She personally doesn't see it. So she went to Hy-Vee, and just like I did the other week, she saw a Caitlin Clark cutout and she took a selfie. And Stacy, I know you don't want to hear it, but I see it.
Stacy, look at your own photo.
Stacy.
You look just like Caitlin Clark.
Stacy, you look so much like Caitlin.
If your hair was a little bit darker,
mm-hmm,
and you were wearing a basketball jersey with 22, you could be her stunt double.
Stacy, how about Halloween? You go as Caitlin Clark for Halloween.
For sure.
Yes, that is, yes. I don't know how to get the whole outfit, but I call them the uniform as an outlet.
I personally don't see the resemblance.
Really?
What?
Stacy.
Okay, we encourage you to check out all the photos, but you have to. First of all, look at Tiny Hand Cookie. That's hilarious.
That's very funny.
Go look at Stacy's photo
as
well.
If you think that she looks like Caitlin Clark, let's give it a thumbs up. How
yeah,
about?
Let's like the heck out of that thing, because it should get all the likes.
I think
she
you do.
Looks.
I think you do.
They're twins.
Yes.
Right? Caitlin Clark has a long lost sister named Stacy. Last name not the same. And that photo is up along with all of yours. And we're taking more. Continue to get them up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
7:42 now with the Morning Scramble. Of course, a lot of people getting excited. Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Oh, it's so much fun. A little Hallmark holiday to remind you about those that you love and care about. But maybe love done you wrong.
There's chocolate, and then sometimes there's bitter chocolate, if you think about it.
Bitter
chocolate. You may be going into next Wednesday and you're like, Valentine's Day, that stinks. Which is why we have invented the Morning Scramble Broken Hearts Breakfast.
What is that, you ask? Well, we have reserved a special breakfast at the top, the tippity top, 350 on First is where we'll be hosting our breakfast live on Valentine's morning. A fantastic spread of delicious foods, which, by the way, they've got a special the weekend before and on Valentine's Day. If you want to check it out, it sounds absolutely delicious.
I've got the menu for that, by the
way.
They anything from a gnocchi with fried sage and toasted pistachio. That's part of the first course. You could have a fillet of beef and then wrap up with a chocolate covered strawberry dessert. So that is separate from our breakfast. But if you want to line up what you're going to do on Valentine's, either Saturday or Wednesday, use your Open Table app and look for an experience at 350 First on First. That is that menu.
That sounds delicious.
Our menu is being put together once we get the table assembled. Now, it's basically a table for eight. It's going to be you, me, and producer Ben.
Yep.
And then five people who have submitted their, why do you think, whether it's love stinks, maybe love has done you rotten. This could be an old, this could go back years if you want these stories to. We don't care. We're just collecting all of these broken heart stories.
Yeah, we don't care when your heart broke or what happened. We just want to hear about it. Scramble at KZIA.com. Just put broken hearts in the subject line and we'll make sure that we give it a read.
Listener names will be protected to help
Thank
the innocent.
You.
Listener M sent us this message over the weekend. Sometimes a heart can be broken more by a close friend than a lover.
Lover.
This is what happened to me. I was recently betrayed by a close friend over petty jealousy.
Oh, dear.
When I recognized, and she was recognized actually in a random newsletter for throwing great parties. So, like, celebrate your friend.
Lift
your friend up.
Oh, my friend got a mention? How cool.
Nope. The friend decided that was less important than supporting her and her success. Listener M, like, look, I was your biggest cheerleader in everything you did, but now I'm successful. Tables have turned, right?
Yeah.
And there should be love coming both ways.
Absolutely.
Lie. Smack talk. And it has left her sad, mad, and brokenhearted. So, listener M, thank you for submitting. You will go into the drawing. I do love her last line, though. A true friend knows that when their friends shine, they shine brighter by association.
There. Yes. So there's a little pearl of wisdom in there as well.
We are collecting these stories. As Claire said, scramble at KZIA.com. What's your tale of woe? Somebody did you rotten, brokenheartedness. We'll pick five. Five for sure are going to breakfast, and we're also going to kick in a couple tickets for Something Rotten at TCR. And then we got a ton of fun planned on Valentine's morning.
Yes, we're going to invite you to this Broken Hearts breakfast where we're going to have a lot of fun, do a little bit of winning at the breakfast as well.
You may have heard us mention Hurting and Stocker Jewelers is helping put this together.
Just going to throw that name out there, our good friends.
Just going to let that dangle and catch the sun. It's beautiful. Oh, pull it back.
Dazzling.
Okay. So simple. Next Wednesday morning, if you want to have breakfast with us, as we say, you know what? It's Valentine's Among Us 8.
Exactly.
You got to get your submission in. How did somebody do you rotten? One email does it all.
Yes, then that email goes to scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.